Exclusive, Sean Spicer says Trump's second term more effective after 4 years out of office to plot and plan the return. By Jasmine Jordan on April 26, 2026. Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary, former communications director of the Republican National Committee, and host of The Sean Spicer Show, discussed his latest book, Trump 2.0, The Revolution That Will Permanently Transform America, on Breitbart News Saturday. Spicer told Breitbart News political editor Bradley J. that he devoted an entire chapter on the White House Correspondents Association and its annual dinner in his book, describing the event as a joke and arguing that attendees parade around acting as if they are unbiased journalists while advancing an agenda. He pointed to what he described as inconsistent reactions to President Donald Trump's attendance, noting that when he didn't go, they said it was undermining their constitutional First Amendment rights. But then when he does take up their invitation, they denounce him. Spicer also questioned the dinner's broader purpose, saying organizers raised like $60,000 on a what, $20 million dinner for scholarships, and said conservatives who attend are giving legitimacy to this group of left-wingers. He added, "When we complain about the left-wing media, we cannot then be complicit in going and hanging out with them." The interview aired before a shooting later disrupted the White House Correspondents Association dinner at the Washington Hilton, prompting President Donald Trump to say he hopes the event can be rescheduled within a short period of time because we can't let these criminals and these really bad people change the course of events in our country. Authorities say suspect Cole Thomas Allen, 31, attempted to storm the event with multiple weapons, and a Secret Service agent was shot in the vest and is in good condition. Officials said Allen left a manifesto targeting Trump administration officials, and Trump described the suspect as strongly anti-Christian and a very troubled guy. Turning to his book, Trump 2.0, Spicer emphasized that the second Trump administration differs fundamentally from the first because of the time between terms, explaining that because Trump had 4 years out of office, he was able to plot and plan the return. He contrasted early first-term decision-making with the current approach, recalling how Trump once selected a defense secretary after only a brief meeting, whereas now you have a group of people that are familiar with the president, his agenda. They knew the policies to pursue. Spicer said the purpose of the book is to explain the why, noting that many observers recognize differences in the second term without fully understanding their origins. People just say, "Oh, this term is different," he said, attributing those changes to deliberate preparation, lessons from former officials, and policy planning efforts. Making sure people understand why the people, the processes and the policies are more effective this time. That's what Trump 2.0 is all about, he added. Addressing Trump's personal evolution, Spicer said the president assumed that people had the right intentions when he first entered the White House, but in the second term he knew the people that he could count on. He pointed to internal resistance during the first administration, noting that there's a dude who wrote an entire op-ed anonymous in the New York Times saying how their goal was to undermine Trump's intentions, and said those experiences informed how the current team has been assembled. On the political outlook, Spicer warned that the administration's ability to advance its agenda hinges on maintaining congressional majorities. The reason that the big, beautiful bill passed is because we had a Republican House and a Republican Senate, he said, cautioning that losing control could result in impeachment. He stressed the importance of voter engagement, adding that future success depends on whether or not supporters get motivated and go out there and vote. Spicer promoted a limited-time offer for Breitbart News readers and radio listeners, explaining that anyone who orders Trump 2.0 on Amazon and emails a screenshot of their receipt to contact@scenespicer.com can receive a personalized bookplate, noting the offer is available for 7 days following today's appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Spicer's book, Trump 2.0, The Revolution That Will Permanently Transform America, is available for purchase here. Spicer also highlighted a free upcoming event at the Trump Kennedy Center, where he is scheduled to appear on May 15 for a conversation about his book. During the interview, Bradley J. said, "Conservatives are cultural consumers, but too often we are not creators and we're not cultivators," adding that it is wonderful that the Trump Kennedy Center is playing a part in opening up culture for every American. More information about the event can be found here. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Sean Spicer, April 25, 2026. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.